Hello and welcome to the Monday, March 10th, 2014 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. After recording Friday's podcast, Microsoft released its Patch Tuesday pre-announcement. We should expect a total of 5 bulletins, with 2 of them rated as critical. One of the critical bulletins patches Internet Explorer and should address the recent Internet Explorer Saturday problem. This month's bulletins affect Windows, Internet Explorer, and Silverlight, and yet another reminder, this will be the last month for Windows XP updates, and Microsoft is expected to push an update that will show a pop-up notification for users of Windows XP that their operating system will no longer be supported. Support for Office 2003 will run out as well, but so far I don't see any patches announced for Office 2003. And for Linux users not applying Windows patches this week, Tom wrote up a diary about Recall, a recall with a K instead of C, a tool to acquire Linux memory for instant response. Memory forensics is becoming more and more a mainstream and a standard component of instant response. We have covered various tools to acquire memory in the past. That includes the Recall predecessor, WinPMEM. Tom also added hints to his diary about acquiring memory with Recall for analysis with volatility, which probably is the predominant open source tool to analyze memory dumps. There are still sporadic reports about more or less targeted cyber attacks in the Ukraine. So far, we don't have any real confirmation about any attacks and don't have details about the exact nature. I already mentioned some possible attacks against the cell phone system. Attribution is, of course, always a difficult topic, and given that even the boots on the ground intervention in the Crimea region happened with troops in unmarked uniforms, it's impossible at this point to pin these cyber attacks to government-sponsored attacks or independent cyber criminals sympathetic to this particular cause. And that's it for today. A little bit shorter than normal. I spent most of the weekend in the air and just got home. But tomorrow we should have the usual full-size 5 or 6 minute Stormcast. Thanks for listening and talk to you again on Tuesday. Bye.